Wimbledon began this week with the top names in tennis taking center court. But on Thursday, another tournament will begin for Wimbledon's wheelchair tennis players. Our last story this week is about a woman from South Africa. She's one of the top-ranked wheelchair tennis players in the world. But recently, she faced a threat to her career that no able-bodied player ranked in the top 10 would face. Olympic Games' Matthew Stock has the story.
Khotadzo Monjane didn't plan on becoming a tennis player. She grew up in a rural South African village and had her left leg amputated when she was 12 years old due to complications from a congenital disorder. But in 2005, when she was still a teenager, a coach at her high school picked her to play wheelchair tennis at a camp. I spoke with her recently via Skype.
He was sort of like telling me that you're going to go and represent the school in this sport, you know, despite me telling him that I don't play this sport at all and I don't know what it is.
Khotadzo started competing in tournaments. She says her first cash prize was just 600 rand, or about $43. But she kept training, and she got good, quickly. Within 2 years, Khotadzo was one of the top five women's wheelchair tennis players in the world. She says at her peak, Tennis South Africa was sending her to tournaments half the weeks out of the year.
Seeing the world, it's something that I never thought I would see, you know, being out there, interacting with different people, learning different, you know, cultures. It was something amazing about it.
Khotadzo represented her country in the 2008, 2012, and 2016 Summer Olympics. But in February 2017, Tennis South Africa delivered some news. They told her,
they're in negotiations to try to renew the sponsor. But at this moment in time, we really don't have, like, enough money to keep you guys going. So we think it's about time you try to look out for something for yourself out there.
At first, Khotadzo says, she didn't take the news too seriously. She figured they'd find more money before it would start affecting her ability to travel and enter tournaments. Khotadzo won 3 tournaments that summer, but the federation wasn't getting any closer to securing new sponsorship, and she started getting nervous. In the fall, she says, she decided to follow the federation's advice and search for her own sponsor. She used Google to find proposal templates and sent drafts of her work to the federation's PR guy to check her grammar.
It was quite stressful. I'm not a marketing person or anything, so I didn't even know if it looked good enough or I did it how it's supposed to be done.
The search started taking up more and more of her time. Sometimes she'd work between training sessions, often for a few hours before bed. She even emailed South Africa's former First Lady, Zanele Mbeki, asking for help. Khotadzo remembers seeing her in the stands at a few tournaments.
I don't want to lie, but I know maybe it might be 4 or 5 times me sending the same thing to her. And there was no communication at all. That's something that really just said to me, keep sending those things. You'll never know.
2018 rolled around. No new sponsors. And then, that March, Tennis South Africa sent the word that they were officially out of money. They could no longer pay for Khotadzo to travel or compete, and they'd withdrawn her from several upcoming tournaments. Khotadzo says she had to start living off her savings.
It was tough, you know, when you don't even know if you're going to be able to pay your bills or what are you going to eat, because you're not playing at all. If you don't play, then you don't earn anything. I was just like, I will see who comes through for me. And obviously thinking that maybe it's about time I also, you know, redo my CV. Maybe try looking for something else there.
What other jobs were you thinking that you would try to do if tennis didn't work out?
You know, honestly, I didn't know. I just didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have any hope at all.
Through it all, though, she kept training.
That's what keeps me sane. You know, I just kept practicing every day. I just kept going to the gym. I just kept my normal routine going, even though I know after all that, coming home, back to reality, that this is how the situation is.
On March 25th, 2018, Khotadzo got a glimmer of hope in the form of an email from the assistant to former First Lady Zanele Mbeki. She's also the founder of a women-focused microfinance group, and she wanted to donate 80,000 rand, about $5,700, towards keeping Khotadzo's career going. The two weren't able to meet until early May. In the meantime, as Khotadzo missed competitions, her international ranking dropped from 6th to 7th to 8th. Finally, Mbeki's donation came through. it was just in time for Chotadze to make it to the French Open at Roland Garros in June.
If she had been later, would you have been able to compete in Roland Garros? Would your ranking have still been high enough?
I don't think I was going to make it to Roland Garros if it wasn't for her support. I don't think so.
Money was still tight. Chotadze didn't have enough to pay her coach's fee for the tournament, but he came anyway. Instead of staying in a hotel, the two rented a small apartment close to the stadium. By this time, Chotadze hadn't competed in 2 full months. She lost her first round match in 3 sets.
After Roland Garros, I went into another tournament in Paris. And I think 3 days after the tournament, that's when I got the mail that you've been given a wild card into Wimbledon.
Chotadze had never competed in Wimbledon before. She says she was thrilled, but there was a problem. Even with Mbegi's donation and the consolation money from her first round loss at the French Open, Chotadze could only pay for 1 plane ticket to London.
One has to go, and it had to be me, the player.
Without her coach, Chotadze wouldn't just be missing the person who helped her strategize before matches, the person who could offer her pointers for playing on a grass court for the very first time. She wouldn't even have someone familiar to warm up with. So Chotadze got in touch with friends in the UK. They found someone who could at least hit some balls with her before Wimbledon. When she showed up in London, she was the only player there without a coach.
Going to that first match, I was so nervous. I didn't even know where am I going to look for, because normally when your coach is out there, you normally draw your sort of strength. So going into that court, I was just like, I was nervous. I was unsettled.
But even as the last entry into the tournament, and with her coach a hemisphere away, Chotadze won her opening match in 3 sets, 6-3, 2-6, 6-1.
Maybe it had to happen that way, because that's the situation that really actually keep you stronger, and you find something in you that you didn't know before. I was able to keep my head up and keep going.
Chotadze lost to the eventual champion in the next round, but she came away with over $16,000 in prize money. And another distinction. She'd become the first Black South African woman to compete at Wimbledon, wheelchaired or able-bodied.
I really drew a motivation from that and an inspiration, because I just thought if I could do it, then it would give hope to, you know, other African players. It's just huge, you know. So I think just taking part at Wimbledon, I would say it's sort of like just turned the whole thing around.
Chotadze says her historic Wimbledon appearance got a lot of attention in South Africa. Even the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, tweeted about her success. When she got back home, Chotadze started doing interviews, including one with one of South Africa's top national radio shows. The day after Chotadze's appearance, the host interviewed another woman, named Emmy Kasaledi Bwalya. She's the CEO of a South African marketing agency called Optimize. Chotadze says the radio host had asked her to tune in for this interview. As she listened, the host asked Kasaledi Bwalya about how athletes could put themselves in the best position to land endorsements. And then, the host brought up Chotadze's story. And live, on the radio, the Optimize CEO said she'd take a look into helping Chotadze find a sponsorship.
I just thought it's God answering my prayers finally, you know. At least having people coming through for me to help me, you know, keep this dream going. It was unbelievable, to be honest. The following day, I went and met up with them. And that's when they said to me, we're going to make sure you go to US Open without struggles.
In the 6 weeks between Wimbledon and the US Open, Optimize secured Chotadze with sponsorships from 10 different companies. She made it to New York for the Open and won her first round match. And this past January, Optimize helped Chotadze sign with one more new sponsor, Nike. The 3-year deal provides gear for both her and her coach, and some long-awaited breathing room to focus on her tennis.
I'm actually at peace, and I'm just in a good space, and I'm more relaxed, you know, and just working hard on preparing for Wimbledon at the moment.
Chotadze's appearance in last year's U.S. Open made her the first African wheelchair tennis player to compete in all 4 Grand Slams in the same calendar year. She's currently ranked number 5 in the world, the only African player in the top 35. It's been almost 15 years since Chotadze Monjane stumbled upon tennis. But now she says she knows it wasn't a mistake.
I just thought, maybe this journey, it's just what God chose for me, you know. Maybe that's the reason why I kept going even when things were not going my way. I never gave up even when I thought of giving up. So I think that's what I was designed for.
That story came from Only a Game's Matthew Stock. Special thanks to Cam Daniels for his help.